When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Welcome. You're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. Ascent Dental Solutions focuses on knowledge, education, training, and development. I want to thank our sponsors, David Wolf and his podcast company, for putting these podcasts together for me week after week. And I want to thank our sponsors, Henry Schein, Patterson, Vocal, On Demand Force, and the various other sponsors that have helped make these podcasts possible. Last week, we talked to Mr. Lane Kawawaka, who basically is an individual who for over a decade has been helping people and educating people in how to improve their gross adjusted profit, their income through passive investing, and his journey to make himself financially more secure is extremely interesting, and I thought would be valuable to bring him back to today's podcast and maybe dwell in how do you help Lane, our listeners who are predominantly dentists, physicians, and in the healthcare market, how do you help them educate themselves so that their stream of income and their net worth is gradually going in the right direction rather than the wrong direction?
Yeah, and I think we were talking earlier about like one of the keys that I found to my success is progressing as a, you know, first single family home investor, investing remotely in turnkeys to now over 3,500 units was the big thing is my network. Everyone's kind of heard about, you know, you're the five people that you hang out with most, so your network is your net worth. So for me, when I had 11 rentals back in 2015, I thought a certain way. I thought buying my own rental properties directly, being the manager of the property manager and owning it directly was the way to financial freedom. But then I started to join different mastermind groups and got around other doctors, lawyers, engineers, accredited investors that were 10, 20 years further along the path of myself at the time. And that was where a world opened up of private placements and syndications, you know, give revocable trusts for legal protections, land conservation easements for tax savings. And, you know, a lot of like the people I work with today and all of the partners that I'll put money into, I wouldn't have found them or I wouldn't have vetted them properly unless I had the network today. And, you know, I think the biggest thing for passive investors to do, especially high net worth ones, is to meet and build real organic relationships with other passive investors. And, you know, here's kind of the problem, right? Like the local RIA and a lot of the free internet forums are some of the worst places to go because it's just filled with a bunch of people who are trying to get rich who don't have any money. finding passive investors like yourself is very difficult because many of us enjoy our privacy and we don't want anybody to know that we have money. So I think, you know, I think that's the key, is getting in the right places and, you know, with the target set on finding high net worth accredited investors and building real relationships with this as well.
Can you maybe explain to our audience in a little bit more detail how you sought out these passive investors? And I think you mentioned in your previous podcast with me that you're basically rounding around $4.5 to $6 million as a high net worth individual. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, anything above $1 million, I think, separates, you know, the most from the few. Right? Okay. So I would say that's kind of the minimum threshold. But a lot of these, you know, these folks, you know, you're going to have to pay to get into these type of these rooms. And this is where the saying the country club is. I would say, you know, initially the way I tried to find these things was, you know, I would go to conferences. However, conferences are kind of hit and miss. A lot of times they can be educational, more of a guru centric, where they're just trying to sell an educational program. They can be something like that, or, you know, just be the wrong type of crowd. You know, like, you know, high net worth accredited investors do not wholesale, flip houses, do tax liens, right? They're doing more of a passive type of form of investing that's a lot more tax advantageous.
So maybe it might be instrumental to our listeners. Let's just say that I am a potential client. Let's just say I meet the criteria of between $4 and $6 million net worth. And I have some general knowledge, but certainly you wouldn't call me an expert. How would you solicit someone like myself to say, hey, Kevin, we've got some opportunities here, and I think we can help grow your net worth in a relatively safe and effective manner? What would be the steps? How would you describe it? And what would you expect my return to be?
Well, I would say, you know, come and learn more about myself, come into our investor club and get to know the other investors in here and, you know, find out for yourself if this is a good fit. You know, build a relationship with other investors, like I said.
And let's say that relationship is a symbiotic for a variety of reasons. We click what I call the BLT. I believe you, I like you, and I trust you. And that is bode very well for me in my professional career for over 40 years. Some of it's a gut feeling, some of it's research, and sometimes it's also networking with other people that provide information, and I put that all together. So we've established that there is a trust, a belief, and a likability. What's the next step?
I would say just, you know, reviewing old past deals that the sponsor has had. You know, I think a lot of these private placements and syndications, they're not too difficult to understand. However, no one's ever taught it to you in the past. And I think that's a great opportunity to get a working dialogue with the sponsor to kind of, you know, flush out a lot of these questions and kind of to calibrate the understanding. And at the end of the day, the investor, everybody has a little bit different investment philosophy. It may not be for you. But I think to get an understanding of, you know, the such investment and to see if it is for you is, you know, it starts with a conversation. And like I said, I'm very much the same. Know, like, or trust. I don't work with anybody I don't know, like, or trust. And it starts with the relationship first.
In your over decade of experience doing this, typically, what would you say the average individual like myself with a net worth of $4 to $6 million, we've already established a good relationship. Typically, what is that initial investment? Is it a couple of $100,000? Is it 25 grand? Is it a million? I know it varies from individual to individual, but what do you see typically with your background and experience?
Most of the time, looking at minimum investments of $50,000 to $100,000. And one of my general rules is I tell my investors, you know, especially when you're trying out for the first time, to go in with the minimum investment. and you know that's $50,000 to $100,000. There are deals out there that have a higher minimum investment, like $100,000 to $250,000, but most times that's with an operator that's a little bit more institutional. So the downsides there is a higher fee structure and a worse split for the passive investor, the LP investor. On the other side of the spectrum, you know, there are operators that will take in people for $25,000, but typically there's really no reason for them to do it. It's a lot of headache and administrative costs to do that. And if they're doing it, I would argue that they might be a little bit desperate for money and you don't want to invest with them. But I would say most accredited investors, what I see them do is they jump into a few deals at 50 grand and then just see and watch, right? I mean, unfortunately, you have to kind of put skin in the game to kind of see in this world of private placement who performs and you know, who you ultimately want to work with and invest bigger with the next time.
Again, Lane, with your experience, I've probably been misled, but my understanding is over the long term, you hope to gain about an 8% return on your investment. Some years might be much higher, some years might be lower, but on average, if you can average out around 8% on a real estate acquisition or deal, that seems to be a win for all parties. Is that strategy correct? Is it accurate, or am I misleading our listeners?
I'm typically seeing the deals that I will invest in that investors on a development type of deal where it's kind of ground up, investors are able to double their money in 3 years. So you're looking at a return of like, you know, a little over 20% a year. Or if it's more of a stabilized asset where there's cash flow in the interim, you know, where it might hit that 6 to 8% cash flow in the interim. At the end, when the asset is sold and the forced appreciation is sort of cashed out, investors are looking to double their money in 5 to 6 years. So that's, you know, in the teens or so, conservatively.
So for some of our listeners, I think you're using the rule of 72, correct? So if you're doubling your money in 2 years, you're getting a 36% return. If you're doubling your money in 6 years, you're getting a 12% return. Is that correct?
I never thought about it. I mean, we try and make it really simple, right? I mean, investors want to know if, hey, if I put in 100 grand, how much am I going to get every year? And what do I expect to see at the end?
A follow-up question that our listeners might benefit from, Lane, is in your typical experience, do you ask these passive investors to stay in the game for a minimum of 36 months, 48 months? What is a general term that you and your expertise would see on average for someone like myself that says, I'd like to get in the game, I'm willing to put up $50,000 on 3 or 4 developments, so I've got a couple $100,000 invested. How long can I expect to keep that there? What's your average?
Right. There'll be a couple options. I mean, the first would be that development type of deal. And those are typically be on 2 or 3 year cycles. So you'd be in and out. And some investors like that, right? They may not need the cash flow, but they would rather be in and out. But on a deal that's 90% stabilized, that's on a non-recourse Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan, where it's making money today and cash flowing, but the business plan is to naturally rehab the units as the tenants naturally move out, that's going to take longer. So it's going to take a couple of years to go through most of the units and another couple of years to stabilize the P&L. So that type of project would be more of on a 5-year timeline, which some investors like. And I think the hybrid on that is if you can rehab a lot of the units and then refinance everybody's money out and get everybody's initial capital out, now all the investors are in at infinite gains, and that original capital that they pulled out is not a capital gain. It's a refinance, so they're not taxed on it. So at that point, everybody's jumping up in the streets, and that's the ideal scenario in this case, because you know most investors are in this are not only in there for the gains, but also for the tax, you know, being doing it smart tax-wise.
And with your background and experience, again, you alluded to in our previous podcast that there are certain states that may be a little bit more beneficial than other states for this type of investment. And you alluded to the fact, let's just call them blue states, which predominantly are going to be more liberal and probably less business friendly than the red states. Would you concur with that?
Yeah, we typically stay to more landlord-friendly law states, and that typically means the red states are going to be more favored for that.
Well, Lane, I can't thank you again for educating not just myself, but our listeners on the benefits of passive investment. I think all of us probably deep down are looking for some financial security and freedom. And if the risk is relatively low and the returns are generally high and you're willing to do your homework, maybe someone like Lane would be the correct person to reach out and improve your portfolio and your adjusted income. Lane, how can our listeners reach out to you, talk to you, ask specific questions, and maybe potentially become a client and get involved with this unique form of income?
Yeah, they can reach me at lane@simplepassivecashflow.com is my email. Podcast is Simple Passive Cash Flow and website simplepassivecashflow.com. And as I mentioned, you know, your network is your net worth. We have a free open investor Facebook club that a lot of the people that I've kind of talked to through my journeys that I allow in there on a semi-private basis. So if you guys want access to that, feel free to find me on Facebook and we'll add you there.
Well, I want to thank you. I want to thank our listeners. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on education, knowledge, training, and development. I want to thank our sponsors, Henry Schein, Patterson, On Demand Force, Vocal, for their expertise and support, along with David Wolf and his podcast company. We've been listening to Mr. Lane Kawawaka and his education to introduce a passive income and the way to invest and have your money grow. Lane, I can't thank you enough for your time and expertise. His PowerPoint will be posted on our website, Ascent Dental Solutions, for your review. And I can't thank you enough. I appreciate your expertise, your knowledge. He went from 11 homes to 3,500 units. He clearly knows what he's doing, and he appears to be very successful in how he's doing it. And I hope you got as much out of this podcast as I did. Thank you again, Lane. I really appreciate it. And you have a great night, and I look forward to working with you in the near future. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and I look forward to talking to you very soon. And thanks for listening.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.